Good afternoon, Exotic Sweat. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hello, Brock. It's Sam Lucy calling again.
Oh, great, Sam. What's going on?
Yeah. Brock, I'm just wondering, I wasn't able to get in anywhere this afternoon for an x-ray.
Yep.
for Peppy. Yep. And, you know, I was just been talking to my husband, Anthony, about moving forward and knowing what to do and...
Sure.
You know, how much money to spend, you know, another $800 or $500 or whatever. But is there, like, and is there a way of not, so if we didn't do the x-ray,
yep.
Could we start him on antibiotics for birds general, or are there specific antibiotics to treat inflammation that might help him or work?
Sure. Yeah, I would just choose a broad spectrum to start. That's it. Like, if there's some sort of, like, kidney infection or uterus infection, unless we take a sample from that site, we won't know exactly what it is. So,
yeah.
Typically, I just do, like, a broad spectrum one. It may not work, but, you know, it's definitely something to start with. And that's
Could
what I
we
think.
Do
yeah.
that? Could we do that?
Yeah, look, I think, we definitely should do it. I just, I would say to you, I've probably never seen... something like that usually caused those signs. Like, usually if she had some sort of, like, you know, uterus infection or something, they're typically just really lethargic. They don't have the leg problem. That's definitely something that's a bit different for her. So, my hope would be if we did an x-ray, we don't see a fracture, we don't see anything, we don't see a swelling or a lump, we'd say, okay, well, hopefully it's something simple like a sprain or something like that. Because it shouldn't be gout because the kidneys are fine. It's possibly still reproductive related, like we said, like that's a bit of a long shot, but you know, Peppy's not a straightforward case, I'd say to you. I definitely appreciate it's a lot of money because the x-rays with us would be about $500, so we can still do the antibiotics. They typically improve after about 48 hours, so I would give them maybe 5 days or so, you know, or you know, because it's Monday, like if you can pick up the meds tomorrow, we give her a couple of days, and if she's still not really improving after that time, an x-ray then.
Yeah. And so how do we get the antibiotics? What are our options there? What do we do?
Yeah, well, I usually just dispense them here for you, and then you just come and collect them. So I can just get them made up this afternoon, so you can come pick them up first thing tomorrow or midday tomorrow, whatever. They just have to be kept in the fridge, so I can't really ship them to you at the moment.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, typically, I just dispense them and you just collect them. Yeah.
Okay. I might look at my options there and maybe see even if I can get them Ubered, perhaps. It's just so hard to get there because of working full-time and, you know, trying to get across there.
Well, if you're happy to pay for that, that's really easy. Yeah, that should be fine.
Yeah, and they would be done up by...
Oh, yeah, it takes me 2 minutes, so I can get them ready straight away for you. So,
okay, yeah, and I would just ask the Uber to... Oh, the girls will know anyway. Just ask them to go to your address and pick that up and keep it cool. And you'll probably put a couple of little ice things in there anyway, I guess.
Definitely, yeah. I don't know if we've got any of those silver bags left, but I'll probably just wrap it in some newspaper with an ice brick for you, so he can just... You'll have all the addresses sorted and stuff. He just has to come in and say, I'm here to pick up some meds, and we say, oh, yeah, that's right, you're the Uber guy. We'll give it to him, and we'd probably just get you to pay for it over the phone or something instead. So,
pay for the antibiotics,
And
then... We'll give that sort of 5 days or so, as you said.
Yeah. I'd probably say if she hasn't got better in 2 days after you started it, she's probably not going to get better after five. But 2 days, she'll need some time for it to work, but she should be showing some improvement after 2 days or so.
2 days, yep. And keep going with the pain relief at the same time, the morning and night for the pain relief as well as antibiotics.
Definitely, yeah. And actually, because her kidneys are fine, we can actually start some anti-inflammatories as well. So I'll actually dispense you some of that too. So she'll have two types of pain relief working. So she's got the opioid, like the tramadol, and this meloxicam is like really strong Nurofen. So people and dogs and horses and cats, every of them have it after major surgery with arthritis. It's really awesome stuff. So it should really help her out if she's really sore or painful then as well.
Okay, and give it all at the same time. The both the pain mm-hmm. relief. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fine.
As well as the antibiotics. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yep. And it's all in a syringe, I guess. You do it all through the syringe.
Yeah, so we'll give it at the same time, but just draw it up in different syringes. That should be fine.
Yep, okay. And so after 2 days, and then if we decided after the 2 days, and definitely, as you said, the 5 days maximum, it is if there's no improvement, we would either decide to go ahead and get an X-ray, or would the kindest thing be to end Pep's life? I mean, I hate to think about it, but I have to be realistic and think about what, you know, I obviously wouldn't want her to continue being in discomfort, although I still don't think she's in a lot of pain, to be honest.
Yeah.
But has trouble getting around, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think we can still do a lot for her, honestly.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to cut her short just yet, but, we start talking about, moving forward, it's going to be expensive to do the extra testing and things. Like, I have euthanized pets for less when they have problems and stuff. So, you know, I think that's probably the last resort. I think we can definitely still do a bit more for her.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, just day by day, hey? And and we'll get the... so should I get you to go ahead and dispense the antibiotics tomorrow and the pain relief?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do that all up now, and I'll let everyone know the plan. And And what I might do is I'll just get someone to call you tomorrow, or actually I can just give them. We just paid over the phone. It should be fine. Do you want to do that now, actually? If I get it for you.
I can. Actually, if Emily rings tomorrow, I probably shouldn't. I am driving at the moment.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, fair enough.
I probably shouldn't. I could get my card out and get my number, but I probably should just leave it. And if Emily or someone calls me in the morning, I can give them the details.
Yep. Yeah, no, that sounds fine.
Yeah. And what time should I organise the Uber for? So any time... up to midday or 10 o'clock, or what do you think?
Sure. I'll just make the medications up now so you can organise it for... Yep. We just open at 9 o'clock, so maybe just a little bit after 9 at the earliest.
Okay.
Yeah, anytime tomorrow, and then we obviously just shut at 5. So,
anytime
tomorrow is honestly fine.
All right, terrific. Okay, thank you. All right, that's wonderful. Okay, we've got a plan moving forward, and we'll see how we go.
Yeah. Sounds good. Cool.
Yeah.
Get that all sorted.
Terrific. Yeah. Thank you so much, Brock. Thanks for being so helpful.
That's okay. I'm really hoping we get a good response. I hope so. Really hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Cool. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. No worries. Bye.